Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Michael Admire, and for John Sears. And for 30 minutes, here's your chance to sound off about Iowa's softball leader. Channel 13 keeps the traveling trophy that never travels anywhere but right here. It's another Zeering Days win for WHO over KCCI. Operators are standing by. Light them up!
I'm Keith Murphy. That's probably enough news team softball talk.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off. John Sears on family vacation. I don't know if he got the minivan yet.
He does have the socks, though. We saw the picture with the sandals and the socks. He looks like a dad.
Well, you're really excited about this softball win.
Yeah.
Maybe too excited.
I thought I almost hit you in the face with that trophy. I'm sorry.
You did almost hit me in the face. I tell you what, that's a championship team right there. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Now, you said it was...
It wasn't pretty, but we got it done. It was a team effort.
You said it was a decisive win. So, would you win by 10, 15 runs, 20 runs?
6 or 7. But I was so concerned the whole game. There's a lot of pressure on me because I was... going into the dugout, Instagramming, liking all the hot chicks like Pablo Sandoval. And you texted me and said that if we didn't bring home the trophy, I should just not come home.
And I meant it, too. Here's the hot topic. It is not the traveling trophy. Here's one hot topic. The Royals are in it to win it. Your Royals, Michael.
The Royals
trade for Johnny Cueto. The Royals now have an ace for a stretch run. Did they make the right move? Are you behind this? 515-282-9010. Sound off now. I'm sure Michael will have something to say about this. After Zach Johnson won the Masters 8 years ago, Rick Riley famously wrote that in a few years, we shouldn't be surprised if Zach's our server at Olive Garden. Only thing Zach's serving now is crow. Two-time major winner, and another reminder to the University of Iowa, it didn't offer scholarship to the lifelong Hawkeye fan. Drake thanks you for making this photo possible. Zach joins Snead, Nicklaus, Ballesteros, Faldo, and Tiger as the only men to win majors at Augusta and St. Andrews. Is that enough to move Zach onto Iowa's Mount Rushmore of sports? Dan Gable and Bob Feller are absolute locks. Don't see how anyone could argue either. Next, I go Kurt Warner, two-time NFL MVP and Super Bowl MVP. Kurt's a future Hall of Famer in our most popular sport, our favorite sport. He's on there. Zach is close, but Niall Kinnick completes the mountain with his Heisman Trophy. Shawn Johnson is in that conversation, and had she won all-around Olympic gold, might make it. She has other things to worry about, like planning a wedding. Anyone who gets engaged at Wrigley Field is okay by me. Congratulations, Sean. Hulk Hogan had a bad week when he had to apologize for hateful racial slurs made on an unauthorized sex tape. That's a deadly double. Racial slurs, sex tape. Dennis Rodman endorsed Hulk Hogan and Donald Trump. Dennis, thanks, but no thanks. Ohio State football, this is just ridiculous. You have so many potential Heisman Trophy candidates at quarterback. A two-time Big Ten Player of the Year moves to receiver. Jim Harbaugh must be thinking, Urban gets three Heisman candidates, I get a guy Iowa doesn't want. Can't blame a guy for trying. The iCubs' Anthony Giansanti leaves Ronda Rousey a ticket at every Cubs game. She hasn't shown up, but we now know who Anthony Giansanti is. Quote of the week to Rob Gronkowski. Gronk says He's only read about 80% of his autobiography. And out of the four new Lay's chip flavors, our newsroom favored Gyro, or as I like to call it, Gyro. If there's one thing I don't want, it's a potato chip tasting like slow roasted lamb. Michael, what did you think of the Gyro chip?
Keith, I think you're crazy. I would eat a whole bag of those out of this thing.
You'd love that trophy.
All right, last time. Not often am I in a position to lend life advice, but Cubs fans need someone there for them, especially the ones with daily breakdowns on Twitter. Hey, it's coming, just not this year. There's a baseball timeline to winning championships. First, acquire talent. Cubs have done that quicker than most teams. It only took Theo 4 years to get a team that can win at the major league level. It took the Royals, Dayton Moore, 7 years to do that exact thing. Then comes the year before the year where those four rookies stretch to their growing pains, where the 23-year-old AAA slugger takes his lumps in the show. It's not fair to ask Cubs fans to be patient. It's like asking your pregnant wife to take out the trash. So embrace the rest of the season. Watch every game. Have beers and buddies over on Sunday, even if they get waxed by the lifeless Phillies. It'll all be worth it. It'll all be part of the century-long story when the time finally comes, which is not this year.
Well, that seemed really passive-aggressive. That almost seemed like an Andy Fales way of pretending that you're being nice to Cubs fans, but what you're actually doing is slapping them down some more.
No, I'm just saying it's not time yet. Enjoy it. Embrace the struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And when that time comes, it'll be even sweeter.
All right. Taylor Mankel is producing call screening tonight. 282-9010, the number. Grant is in Sherman Hill talking Mount Rushmore in sports, which tells us it's a summer and that Zach Johnson moved into the conversation last week. Grant, what do you think?
Keith, I appreciate your comments on politics the last 3 weeks. Thank you. And Ed Meyer, how about them Royals, huh?
It's sweet, my brother.
And before I go into my Mount Rushmore, watch that Jamal Charles at the Special Olympics. It is inspiring.
I haven't heard it yet. I want to make sure I listen to that tonight when we get done with the show. I have not heard that speech yet. I heard it's really good.
I haven't heard it yet either, but I've seen a lot of action on social media.
It was
good.
But since Andy Fales took the war to North Dakota, let's take it to South Dakota. We don't need four. We need about a handful. We got Niall Panic, also, Bob Feller, Dan Gable, Kurt Warner. We got to have the two Johnsons that made us all proud in the current days. And then maybe honorable mention, but we can just go into the Los Hills in western Iowa and carve out an extra Harrison Barnes and a Chuck Long, too. So if Andy Fales wants to take the war to North Dakota, we can take it to South Dakota. Let's do it.
Andy Fales is like a public enemy number one in North Dakota still. There are a lot of people there that just did not get the joke. Harrison Barnes is going to try to make the Olympic team. That's awesome. It won't be easy.
Yeah, it seems like
good for him.
It seems like a stretch for him, and might as well add some gold to the trophy shelf.
Hey, Art is in Beaverdale. He's talking Cubs. Art being swept by the Phillies. Does that mean the Cubs are done, or just one weekend?
Yeah, it's all over for the Cubs.
It's all over. Should they just stop playing?
Yes. I don't know why Michael thinks they're ever going to be competitive, but you don't go get swept by the Phillies and expect to ever win anything.
Joey, can we not look big picture? Or Art, can we not look big picture here?
I mean, what about what you just saw makes you think anything in the big picture is promising?
Well, you can't base an entire season on one weekend, Art. They've had
really?
Some good wins.
And
yeah,
they did get a couple hits today and some runs. That's better than yesterday.
Oh, they got hits and runs. Congratulations.
All right, Art just sounds a little bit bitter, maybe frustrated. Hey, it's time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice judges. Holly thinks agribusiness reporter David Geiger looks like actor-comedian Adam Devine, who is in Workaholics, Modern Family, and the Pitch Perfect movies. Old Spice.
Yeah, that's good. The eyebrows, the kind of baby face.
Definitely the eyebrows for sure. Bill in Des Moines with a local connection stretch, but hey, it's the Packers. Many fans in Iowa, right? Packers president Mark Murphy looks like a grown-up Alfred E. Newman. Old Spice? he's just sitting. He's just going to park his hand on that sound. Yeah, I think that's pretty good, too.
Guys, our own Michael Admire is a fine young guy, but he has the grumpy old man in me making quite a ballyhoo this week. I'll tell you why next in What's Buggin' Andy.
Sound Off Nation on Facebook, which four Iowans would you put on Mount Rushmore? Christian writes, Zach has some things on a much larger, well-known scale than everybody else on here, maybe besides Warner and Kinnick. Winning a green jacket and winning the Open, where gold was born, has more history than most. I think it means golf.
Golf, yeah. Golf, mistype. Troy also talking about Iowa's Mount Rushmore. Zach Johnson, let's see how the rest of his career goes. Now, Kinnick, most people outside of Iowa don't even know who that is. Don't let your homerism get in the way of recognizing greatness.
Boy, people really get worked up on this topic. Michael here got Andy all worked up.
What did I do?
Well, you're going to find out. It's what's bugging Andy.
Guys, I had one of those moments this week, you know, where you catch yourself saying something that makes you sound like someone you swore you'd never be. Well, Michael Admire was texting us from state softball with an important update. The Harlan Rogers Complex now has added air conditioning to its press boxes. And I just reacted. I said, what? They never had air conditioning when I was covering those steaming hot tournaments. And there I went. Suddenly, I became Andy Fales, grumpy old man. It's going to happen sooner or later. The world keeps getting more comfortable and convenient. It's just the way things work. I used to laugh at my grandfather for telling me how soft I was for having a bike to ride to school. He didn't have a bike. He walked with bare feet down a dirt road full of rusty nails and broken glass. This is how grumpy old men come to be. Something changes, we take notice, and there you go. It doesn't matter how accurate or astute the observation is. Those who disagree with you can just play that old man card, and it's game over. Don't like the fact that kids aren't into baseball anymore? Well, that's because you're an old man. Wait, I'm not old. It was just yesterday when I was a kid at Busch Stadium. But then you look back at a photo from that era, and what do you see? AstroTurf, stirrup socks, and pants tight enough to count the guy's marbles. That might as well be 100 years ago. You are old, and there's no way to sound otherwise when you point out how incoherent the music and melodies are in the Slipknot song, or how overboard we are with things like bicycle helmets and car seats. Hey, we used to ride in the back of the station wagon. Yeah, well, look at those pictures now. They're proof that you not only sound like an old man, you look like one too. So, I'll save my breath. Enjoy that nice, cool air up there in Fort Dodge, guys. It'll only make the places that don't yet have it that much more difficult to stand. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Andy ages well.
Yeah, but you got him all upset. In honor of LeBron's new movie career, Who's in Your Five rolls next, and more live calls, 282-9010. Art in Beaverdale has people all worked up. At SoundOff13 on Twitter, tweets are rolling in about the Royals' win-now trade. Randy Jobe says the Royals aren't a franchise that is built to contend forever. Five-year window is closing. That was a necessary move.
Tim weighs in on Twitter. As a Royals fan, I don't like the move. I love the move. Again, that was Tim, not me.
Michael. No. Yes, not Michael Admire. Who's in your five? Five favorite athlete movie cameos in honor of LeBron and Trainwreck. He's good in Trainwreck, by the way. Number five, Brett Favre in Something About Mary. Terrible acting, but it is a great surprise that he is the Pac-Man described earlier in the movie. Number four, Cam Neely in Dumb and Dumber as Seabass, and that never-to-be-forgotten rhyme with Seabass. Number three, former Hawkeye Alex Karras as Mongo in Blazing Saddles, the man punched a horse. Number two, Mike Tyson in The Hangover. You've got Tyson, you've got a tiger, and you've got a Phil Collins drum solo. I'm in. And number one, Kareem in Airplane, perfectly executed, and when the goggles showed up, hilarity ensued.
No Shaq or Jordan, no basketball players in there, is there?
Well, when I consider Shaq in Kazam, I think of that more as maybe the best movie role ever, not limiting athletes. It's just great on any level. Brian is in Los Angeles. Brian, as you know, Sound Off is huge out in L.A. Thank you for calling.
Hello?
Yes, Brian, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would just like to give a shout-out to my Golden State Warriors. They won a championship. I've always been a fan, so I just had to give that out. And I want to talk about Iowa football. I hope they're good. You know, I'm a big Hawkeye fan. And then I just want to give a shout-out to all the Ragbriders that came through Fort Dodge. They're classy people. You know, I love Ragbri, and I'm going to do Ragbri next year. That's all I got.
You covered a lot of ground, Brian. Thank you. Now, he sounded there like he was in the state of Iowa, but you can see right here on the call screener, it says he's in Los Angeles.
Lives in L.A., just a huge...
Maybe he commutes, because a lot of people who live in L.A. want to work in Fort Dodge, and they'll commute. It takes a while if you have your own jet. Next up is Bill in Ames. Bill, Cyclone football program, what are your thoughts?
Yes, just looking for your thoughts also. I was just reading the schedule this evening, who ISU plays for football this year. And it seems like the first four games, they do have chances of winning. Out of the first four games, how many games do you think they could possibly win? But it seems like after the fourth game, there's just a tremendous avalanche.
Oh, you're right.
Football teams.
No, you're right. And thank you for the call. It sounds crazy. It's possible, though not likely, to win all four. There's not a game in there that you say there's no way Iowa State can win.
Yeah, and Cyclone fans are looking at those first four games because after that comes the gauntlet of Oklahoma, Texas Tech, Baylor, TCU.
If Iowa State is anything weaker than 3-1, it's going to be a long season.
Possibly another 2-win season.
Yeah, you got to get 3 wins out of those first four. And with Iowa playing at Jack Trice Stadium, even though, as usual, the Hawkeyes will probably be favored. They were favored last year, and Iowa State, an Iowa State team that was not good, won at Kinnick Stadium. So it's a rivalry game. Anything can happen there. Kyle Busch loves Skittles. Look at him jumping up and down over the Skittles. Skittles not the only reason, though. And Face Off is next, and more of your live calls to finish up. Sound off.
Time for Face Off. John Sears usually mails this, and I did countless hours of research.
John usually mails it in? Mm-hmm. That's not very nice. He's probably watching on the 13 Now app, and he's mad.
Well, all maybe he should step his game up.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Kyle Busch wins the Brickyard 400 since he got out of the hospital. All Busch does is win.
True.
Third straight win in the Skittles 18. Good for him, but did you see those stands at Indy?
I did. Stunning to see empty grandstand after empty grandstand. This race drew 350,000 people when it started 20 years ago. NASCAR's fighting for attention, and like many sports, fans feel they can see the race better at home on a big screen, high definition TV. And it's a whole lot cheaper, too.
And cooler.
Yeah, it was hot there.
Why was it not, or why was it on the NBC Sports Network, but not on regular NBC?
NBC trying to get more subscribers for NBC Sports Network. NASCAR fans are loyal, as you know, Michael. They'll call their cable and satellite providers and demand that channel be on so they can watch their races.
All right, my favorite story of the week. LaShawn McCoy sent out an invitation on Instagram for a creepy ladies-only party. Naturally, he asked for photos so he could decide who gets to come.
Right.
McCoy used the Bills logo, so the Bills asked him to take that invitation down.
Predictably, about 90 minutes ago, McCoy put out the media took it out of context explanation, but there really was no way to take it out of context. The HBO show Ballers doesn't even have to write a script. This one writes itself.
Becky Hammon led the Spurs to a summer league title. Will Hammon be the first female coach in our major four sports?
I think she will. Popovich backs Hammond. The players respect her. She won. That should be enough. It's a much better idea than recycling yet another old white guy who's already coached 5 teams.
All right, Mr. Blackwell. Thumbs up or down for the Pacers Hickory Huskers uniforms?
Up for sure, though I wish they'd wear the Nutters of that era and not the baggy shorts. Let's make it authentic. Let's go all the way with this. How about an underhand free throw? A drunk assistant coach running out onto the court? Four passes. How many? Four! And of course, Dentine. You know, need that too.
How shocked were you to see a former Sound Off star Chris Hassel choking down a hot dog and talking with his mouth full on SportsCenter?
About as shocked as I was to hear Chris Berman yelling back, back, back at the Home Run Derby. It's time America saw the real Chris Hassel. Cooter Ray on NFL Countdown, please.
Or at least play-by-play for a Nebraska game. Fans would eat that up.
Even better. Even better. Emails to soundoff@whotv.com. Chicago Cubs pitcher, let me start again because this is a good one. Danny in West Des Moines writes, Chicago Cubs catcher David Ross pitched and catcher Carl Schwieber played right field in a Philly sweep of the Cubs. Maybe tomorrow Cubby Bear will be playing catcher and Joe Schmo from the rooftops will be playing first base. Danny in West Des Moines, you said things there that I can't even respond to.
And Shane in Marshalltown says, I'm calling time of death for the Cubs season the very second they got swept by the worst team in baseball. That was today.
Now, is that Shane in Marshalltown or Art in Beaverdale? That was pretty harsh. Let's get a call, 60-second sound off. We'll start it with Parker in Des Moines. Parker, one thought from you, please.
I was wondering if you think if the Cubs can keep a hot streak, do you think they'll make the playoffs?
I think the Cubs can still make the playoffs. I am not rolling with Art on this one. Don't you think they can still make it?
Two games out, there's a chance. I think they're an 85-win team.
A young team, the flaws and the inexperience tend to show up more in the second half of the season, but I'd still buy if I were them.
I think so, but like you said, down the stretch is where it comes key, and the pitchers need to step up.
Ron is in Jefferson. Ron, we love Jefferson. What's going on?
Well, I just want to call in and say Jeff Gordon is still the best racer going today.
Jeff Gordon is the best racer going today?
Maybe
you're
not
darn right.
Yeah, you know, I wanted him to win today. I thought it'd be a cool story. It didn't happen. Here's where he spins out, hits the wall, and the sixth win at the Brickyard did not happen. Tammy in Beaverdale, you're a Jeff Gordon guy, right?
I am, yes.
Was this hard for you to see him not win today?
Yes, it was bad, yes. Yeah. I didn't like how that ended up. It was bad.
Yeah, Tammy, sorry that didn't happen. We got to give one line to Cheeser because he's a Royals fan. He's no doubt excited to see you, Michael.
He moves to the top of the line.
Yeah, go ahead, Cheeser.
Hey, Keith, last Sunday, did you know I went up to Chicago to the Royals and White Sox game when we beat them 4-1?
I knew you were there because word spreads. Whatever you do, Cheeser, word gets back to me.
Yeah, and I got to say hi to Jeff Montgomery Monty, and I told him I was the number one Royals fan in Des Moines, and he was smiling at me. Do you think that meant he liked me?
You're darn right it meant he liked you. Who wouldn't like the Cheeser? Now, we're back next week. We hope you are, too.
We'll leave you with these sound-off, send-off celebrations from softball?
No, this is state softball.
State softball.
Yeah, this isn't
state
the
softball. Got
this
it.
Isn't the media game that you went on and on about and scared people. Good night.